Hey everyone, and welcome to this special Soapbox edition of the Risky Business Podcast. My name's Patrick Gray. As regular listeners know, these Soapbox editions are wholly sponsored affairs. That means everyone you hear on one of these editions paid to be here. If you're looking for our weekly news show, just scroll one episode back in your podcast feed. But the thing about these sponsored editions is we try to treat these things pretty honestly. What I try to do in these interviews is kind of put on like an analyst hat. And the idea is to talk to people about their products and outlook and not just regurgitate marketing bullet points, right? So in this edition of the Soapbox, we're going to hear from Uriel Cohen. He is the VP of products at VMray, and he's here to talk about its Email Threat Defender product. So just quickly, some background on VMray. The company started life as a pure play sandbox analyzer company. They make a really fancy hypervisor-based sandbox that you can throw malware samples at, and it'll give you a really nice output. So VMray's analyzer product, you know, it's pretty popular with analysts in SOCs and whatnot. I've seen a demo in the past, and it's great. There's a handful of these types of analyzers, and the VMray one is definitely one of the good ones. But the company is branching out and trying to do more. It's developed some pretty fancy phishing detections. That was a while ago. Now it's combined those with automated sandbox-driven analysis, and it's applying those technologies to the problem of email security. Now, what's interesting here is they're not actually pitching this tech as a primary control. They're not pitching it as a replacement for, say, Proofpoint or Microsoft E5 with their email filtering. They're pitching this as a secondary control. And secondary controls are usually a pretty hard sell. Most people will rely on other controls to offset stuff that gets slipped through their email security. So they'll rely on their EDR and EPP to catch the stuff that slips through the net. But in a lot of ways, throwing some more dynamic analysis at emails and files that are coming in via email actually does make sense. Now, as far as I know, email is still the primary delivery vector for malware. And given the volume of mail handled by the cloud-based filtering companies, it's just not realistic to expect them to throw absolutely everything into a sandbox for dynamic analysis. It's just too big a workload because of scale. So VMray's pitch here is very much for the companies that want to tighten up the volume of malware being delivered to them via email specifically. So obviously there are other ways for malware to get into your organization. Maldox delivered via LinkedIn, one of my favorite vectors these days. But VMray, they have an ICAP integration for that side of things as well. So if you're doing break and inspect, you can still use this technology. So Uriel Cohen joined me for this interview, and I started off by asking him what type of threats they're actually trying to identify with their email security product, and here's what he had to say.
So the first will be threats that essentially require a bit more than just a static and reputation methods. So they are not known to any threat repositories. You cannot detect them simply by statically analyze a file or looking at the URL string. So you need a dynamic methods. You need to actually detonate and see what happens when these files or URLs are being executed. And these will go through because of some scalability issues or some security features are not properly scanning those payloads as they go through the email. Because the vendors that you just mentioned, they need always to keep in mind that they are not only doing advanced threat protection. They need to do encryption, continuously, compliance. They need to store and retain the data for long term. And they need to improve the usability across the organization and so on. And oftentimes, URLs and files are going through without being dynamically analyzed.
It is impossible. It is a scaling issue, right? Because if Proofpoint were to, you know, try to dynamically analyze every sample that comes through its services, I mean, I imagine the carbon produced from that sort of activity would be, enough to destroy the planet, right? Because that's a lot of cycles.
Yeah. So we definitely tackle that with VMray, with our technology. We have a way to scale and to provide new methods to make sure that every file and URL that may have any malicious content in it is dynamically analyzed. But having said that, I mean, anybody can argue that this is a matter of policy or configuration, etc. But the other two categories out of the three are actually the more advanced cases where the existing solutions are just failing, and we see this. Yeah, so we see very evasive malware. We see threats that are already familiar with Office 365, with Proofpoint, with other vendors out there. And they can identify that there is a sandbox or there is some kind of a scanning engine that tries to identify if that's a malicious threat or not. And so that on the overall term, as we call it, is evasive threats. And the third category is the very advanced targeted attacks, that it's not about identifying that there is a sandbox trying to run the threat in and execute it, but they are designed to only run when there is a real user behind it trying to and behave as a real user while opening this the link or accessing the web page or executing the file. And oftentimes it's even targeting specific geographic location.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the issues, right? Trying to do dynamic analysis at a central location when you're a cloud provider is quite often they'll lock the, you know, if it's someone who's really out to get you, they might even lock the payload to only fire from certain IPs or, you know, to only download, only make certain parts of the payload downloadable to certain IPs and things like that.
And just to complete the picture, I think that the secret sauce of what VMware brings to this domain and to the table is that the same challenges we've been facing over the last 7 years since the company was founded. We started the company. VMware was formed to provide a better way for the top-notch security teams trying to see through malware and threats runtime and understand how to better analyze those threats and how to get better visibility into these threats. So at the core of VMware's technology is the ability to make threats reveal their behavior. Doesn't matter in which environment they're trying to run, doesn't matter which organizations they're target. We really have the technology to make them expose their true behavior. And over the last couple of years, we've been transitioning this technology that was designed for those very advanced security teams. We realized how well it also fits in the email security domain, where these challenges, we saw the same challenges, also being faced by the IT team trying to protect their users.
It's funny because when you look at the history of this sort of stuff, right, like the first company to make a whole bunch of money out of sandboxes, you know, it'd have to be FireEye. And for a while, they kind of owned the email security space. And it was great technology until people started evading it, right? Like they started optimizing their evasion techniques to slide past that thing and it became less useful. So everybody then stampeded to the cloud services and saying, well, you know, yay, these companies have the benefit of scale. And for a while, yep, they've been absolutely doing a fantastic job and they mostly still do. But of course, naturally, attackers are now optimizing to evade those sorts of controls, right? So now we're swinging back to a sandbox based detection. I mean, this seems like the case of that, you know, that GIF, why not both, right? I mean, that seems to be the pitch here. So what sort of customers are mostly interested in this? Because secondary controls, you know, you can put forward a very cogent pitch, which you're doing right now, but quite often people, you know, they're just not interested in secondary lines of defense because, you know, it's money. And, you know, people just don't necessarily have the budget. So I'm curious if there's like a class of customer that's attracted to this sort of approach.
Yes. So we are looking at the organizations with a more mature security team or more highly regulated. That was the original addressable market for VMware. But I have to say that over the last 2-3 years, we even see medium-sized organizations are understanding the yeah, the difficulty in detecting advanced threats and are prioritizing it over other solutions in their security budget. And so we see more investments also by medium-sized enterprise companies in having the second layer of defense, just because the existing email security market is not providing a silver bullet for any type of organizations. To add to that, we also see advanced threats as well as more common threats in the wild, like ransomware and so on, targeting any organizations of any size. It's not only the biggest financial organizations and governments. Everybody else targets.
Ransomware has been amazing in that regard, right? Because all of a sudden, everybody has to give a shit. You know, and that's it's true. And it's like that's the first time that's been the case. People have got away with having awful security and badly managed networks for a long time because they just weren't targets.
Yeah, so ransomware is indeed a big trend. We see attackers using ransomware as means to get more financial gain. And that's another example for these sort of threats that require either a dynamic analysis or an analysis method that actually try to execute or access the URL or file before it has been delivered to the user. And yeah, we provide a very good protection against these kind of threats. And Patrick, you mentioned before existing technologies such as FireEye and others. So I want to mention this because I'm in the sandbox business for about a decade now. So I've seen the trend. Yeah, started by FireEye. Actually, a couple of years before, the CEO of VMware, you probably know because you had a.
I think Carsten's told me this story, but it's a good one. So please feel free to repeat it.
I mean, I just mentioned that Carsten, the CEO of VMware, has developed and sold the first ever commercial sandbox in the market. Back in the days, probably before FireEye
I think though the funny thing is, Carsten told me some story about where he met some FireEye people. And they said, oh, yeah, we're going to use our sandbox to do email threat detection. He said, that's a terrible idea. And he's laughing about that because, you know, of course, they ran away with gajillions of dollars and now you guys are doing the same thing. So, you know, it just goes to show.
Yeah,
it's not always obvious, right?
But to connect the dots, I mean, with mentioning FireEye, the existing sandboxing technologies in the market today that are deployed in secure email gateways are still using technology that is 10 years old. Yeah, they're using hooking into API calls in the virtual machine in order to see through those kind of malicious behaviors while malware is executed. What VMware brings to the table is a whole new way. The underlying technology is a paradigm shift. Like we are essentially monitoring malware without the malware being able to know it is a sandbox running it. And we are able to actually see through the actions that shouldn't be happening and extract them and distill them from anything else that is happening on a virtual machine, like Windows updates, etc., and show only this to the analyst and apply only our detection rules only on these kind of behaviors. The result is a very precise and sandbox that cannot be evaded by those kind of advanced threats.
It can't be evaded yet, right? And this is an arms race. And this is the issue, right? Say your sandbox all of a sudden became, you know, a secondary control that was used by 20% of the market, then you might actually see people throwing a bit more research at trying to blast through it, right? And that's when the arms race is often running properly. But I understand that, you know, VMware, you've always described yourself as a sandbox first company, right? Like, and the business is built around that, but your primary R&D is about getting that sandbox to work correctly.
So I want to actually comment on this. 2 years back, it could have been true. What we developed so far is actually expanded this dynamic approach to analyze URLs and files, and also to be able to detect these very advanced phishing sites. And so it's not only about sandboxing a file, It's also about looking through a URL string and knowing that this URL string, because of the domain it is hosted on, the time the domain was created, some attributes on the URL strings and so far could be malicious, and then opening it in a very kind of unique web analysis technology that is able to look at the web page, understanding that there is a logo and color palette and a title and a brand that is not original, and it was dynamically loaded by some script running in the background, and detecting that this is a credential harvesting site. So what I want to say is that VMRay, what we are focusing on is on this very how to detect threats, not necessarily using this sandboxing technology that we developed, and it is, I believe, the most advanced in the market today. But we are and we will constantly be focusing on providing new technology to detect those threats that are very hard to detect. And you said before, it's this arm race that once we gain 20% of the market share, then malware might start acknowledging that there is VMware out there. What I want to tell you is this is exactly the best of suite versus best of breed discussion, right? And we are at VMware are not trying to provide this overall to replace existing email security that is also doing anti-spoofing, anti-spam, encryption, continuity. All of this will remain under the umbrella of either Microsoft or Proofpoint and so on. We are trying to really be the best-in-class supplement to provide the detection to these 20% of threats that usually require 80% of your resources as a security.
No, it makes sense. And I think it's interesting that you're choosing, like many other companies now, you know, Microsoft making a good API for O365 has opened up a whole market for, I mean, not just for stuff like yours. Like, you look at Material Security and they're doing a whole thing around email access and redactions, right? That's all driven through the O365 API. Your stuff is as well. And this is a theme that we've been talking about for a couple of years now on the show, which is everything's getting glued together by APIs, which kind of means people can just focus on the parts they're good at.
Precisely. Yeah, we are now working very closely with these kind of APIs, both the Graph APIs, the connectors. Yeah, there's plenty of ways of how to build supplement security over Microsoft. And I actually like their approach. I've been listening to some of the webinars and talks where they actually say, yeah, we are here to be the base, the email infrastructure of your organization with the standard security features we provide. And you can add on top anything you like. And that's actually part of the story of the email threat defender.
Yeah, until they release a, you know, second-rate version and then bundle it with E5, which is kind of how they do things at the moment. But yeah.
But you know, let me argue here. I mean, we've been waiting for some time for better endpoint security for Microsoft. Yeah, they're controlling the operation system.
Well, Defender's getting pretty good, man. Like, I'm hearing that from people who work at EDR companies. They're getting nervous, actually, because Microsoft finally has its together when it comes to endpoint. But I think they're a while off, coming up with a dynamic sandbox analyzer along the lines of what you've got. But look, I want to talk about some of the challenges that are sort of inherent in this approach. And one of them is, if you're applying a sandbox style approach to analyzing stuff that's coming in, you really need to be checking for the susceptibility of the builds that exist in your environment against those threats, right? So any dynamic analyzer, it's going to be pretending to be a certain version of Windows with a certain suite of software tools, certain bunch of drivers and whatever on it, right? And that's great if you've only got one standard build throughout your organization, but quite often trying to enforce an SOE in a typical enterprise is actually quite hard. So you wind up with a much more diverse set of software out on your endpoints than you might know about. So like, how do you go about addressing that from a sandbox perspective and trying to make your detonation environment as generic as possible so that, you know, you've got a good chance of stuff happening when you blow up these samples?
Okay, so that's a good question. We are indeed one of the core IP of VMRay is our dynamic analysis for phishing sites and for malware. However, we also have our own proprietary analysis technologies to parse a file and to run other static-based analysis methods on files and URLs. We have several reputation feeds that we are integrating in order to detect known threats as soon as possible. We have other...
Sure, but I mean, but isn't that the stuff that's kind of already covered by Microsoft and Proofpoint? Isn't that their approach? So I guess what I'm specifically asking about here is, you know, is how you can get that sandbox side of it to really fire and make sure that the output from those sandboxed scans is relevant to your organization.
Got it. So the way we do it is we have several, we split files and URLs into what we call sample types. And each sample type can run on multiple target environments.
Yeah.
And this is something that is always dynamically changing. So what we deliver as part of our SaaS offering are multiple, I would say dozens of target environments that each sample type requires different target environments. That's something that our labs constantly evaluating and checking which target environments will be the most ideal in order to detect certain file types. And we are also supporting multiple Windows OS versions, Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 10. We're constantly upgrading and adding additional versions. We are supporting macOS analysis. So this is an engine we released a couple of years back. We're constantly developing it. Along with that, our web engine is agnostic to the operation system. And it is designed to detect credential harvesting pages and other phishing techniques. For example, when a user is being tricked to follow some download links and so on.
I'll link to it in the show notes for this podcast, but we did do a chat with Carsten from one of your co-founders about the phishing stuff. I think that was like maybe last year, but it was, it is interesting, right? Because there's clearly some good ideas in there. Now you mentioned that you can have these multiple target environments. Is it up to the customer then to decide what coverage they want? Do they say, well, we want anything that's coming in being evaluated against these target environments, or is that sort of done automatically by your staff?
It is done automatically, and that's typically what our customers request is for us to provide them, the best-in-class protection and without letting them play with this too much. We do, however, provide more flexibility for our analyzer customers, customers that are sitting the CERT and SOC teams and do the actual hands-on drilling analysis or do any kind of automated detection and response with the VMware analyzer. For this product, we do have a lot of flexibility in the type of target environments you want to use. For the email threat defender, this is built in and it is designed to provide the best detection rate without requiring the security team to try and play too much with the configurations. We are also, like I said, we are constantly evaluating and different approaches to always stay at top of things. For example, we realize that oftentimes URLs are may go malicious URLs may go through in phishing emails during the night as completely inactive without revealing any malicious actions. But the next morning, when the employees actually sit at his desk and try to access it, it will be rearmed. So what we did, we actually introduced a retrospective scan that exactly at the time when the day starts, the URL could actually be reanalyzed. So we are constantly bringing new technologies to try and address all these type of evasions that are trying to, maybe bypass these kind of dynamic analysis.
I'm kind of throwing silly questions to a degree because, the days of people targeting actual like memory corruption and stuff on desktop, they're pretty much gone, right? These days it's all macro stuff and you're going to see that.
So that's actually another good point. One technology that we brought last year is the ability to extract these macros and then deobfuscate them to really eliminate that code and other things that will that are designed to then have the actual macro code that will be running and then match it against our detection rules that are purely static. And this is another example for how we can complement, how we complement our dynamic approach with our static approach while really focusing on the how to detect threats. Another example I can give you are documents that include the VBA code, that includes a macro, but there's some evasion. I think it's called a VBA stomping technique, where the actual P code, the compiled and uncompiled are not the same. So the so-called VBA code will look completely innocent, yeah, but the actual compiled code has the malicious payload. And we introduced a way to compare these two and identify that there is a mismatch and then to detect that this is actually a malicious code run.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fairly high quality signal, right? And I mean, look, this is really, you know, it's funny that I kept dragging you back to talking about the sandbox, but I guess what you're really saying is that what you guys are doing is really a blend of a whole bunch of different things, which is everything from reputation scoring to some sort of active scanning to, you know, in the case of the phishing. And yeah, I mean, it's a whole bunch of different stuff, isn't it?
It's a whole bunch of stuff, but again, the overarching story is that we're always trying to detect those threats that are very hard to detect with conventional tools, and we're not trying to focus on these 80% of threats that you will anyways you'll be detecting with what you've got.
Now, Uriel, I understand, you know, one thing that you're very keen to shout from the rooftops is that you're doing this this detection at time of delivery on stuff like phishing emails. Why is that significant?
So for a security offering that wants to supplement what organizations already have, one of the biggest challenges we've seen is that malicious phishing links are slipping through, reaching the endpoint, the end user, and sometimes, in some cases, indeed, there is a URL rewrite that replaces the link. So when the user clicks on it, the security solution doing what is called time of click analysis, yeah, in order to detect if this link is malicious. And what we've seen is that there are a lot of, holes in this approach. We are not trying to replace this approach. We think it's definitely feasible and should remain, but we are providing a very unique way to complement, to supplement this, what we call time of delivery analysis. And what we do, we are actually detonating those links even before they are reaching the end user, and while looking at the links and understanding and making decisions on the URL string, on the domain, etc., if these links may be malicious, then they are being detonated with our what we call smart link detonation and a web analysis technology. And we will look into those web pages, click on links, simulate user behavior, compare the domain age and the fav icon of the page, etc., in order to detect if this is a phishing site in real time and already block it before it reaches the end user. And we believe this is a very efficient approach to supplement time of click analysis, because in many cases, what we see is that the URL rewrite simply doesn't work. And in other cases, when an organization is already doing a rewrite with Microsoft SafeLinks and some other vendors doing the same, of course, using two vendors that do rewrite over rewrite is nearly impossible. It creates a lot of issues. And so we actually provide a way to have a second vendor doing the analysis before
without the it rewrite. Turning into a mess. Yeah.
Yeah. And another just thing maybe to mention about URL rewrites, that oftentimes they simply don't happen because the link is embedded in a document or actually is run as part of the clicking on some image on the document, or there are simply domains that are completely excluded. They're in the allow list of the URL rewrite. So oftentimes links are slipping through malicious links without the URL rewrite applied. And what VMware is doing is essentially analyzing all of those URLs that may be malicious at time of delivery. Yeah, so I think this is a very nice addition, and our organization, our customers, our prospects can see this when they do any kind of evaluation with us already during the evaluation period.
This is, you know, by far the most complete sort of applied security technology that I've seen come out of VMware, right? And you guys have been sponsoring this show for quite a while. And initially it was like the sandbox analyzer and, you know, we're going to do some things and it's going to be interesting. And this is, you know, the first thing I can point to that I can say is really sort of like a complete enterprise product. Where else do you go from here? Like, what else have you got on the roadmap?
So releasing Email Threat Defender for email was actually just the first step as part of our overarching story as providing advanced threat protection to the organization. And from here, we will be expanding the solution to also tackle different protocols and channels. So email is one, but there are also collaborative and web applications that we will need to complement as part of our offering. We already
are you talking about SharePoint?
So I'm talking about SharePoint, Dropbox, Google Docs.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
So these kind of web applications, we are seeing advanced attacks trying to take advantage and exploit these as a channel to deliver malicious payload. In addition to that, we already have a product in beta that can integrate, as I mentioned before, via ICAP with web gateways. And we will continue to release other ways to integrate our core platform that performs the analysis of files, emails, and URLs to other security and solutions already deployed in the organization. So we're not trying to replace the gateway or the endpoint agents and so on, but we will provide more and more ways to integrate our technology with what the organization has. And that's basically our story. Yeah, we're focusing on the most hard to detect threats and then adding a supplement to what you already have. And we will hopefully, even on the pricing model, will become more convenient. So customers will basically buy one solution to provide them coverage against so many different areas in the organization.
All right, Ariel, I understand that if listeners would like to, particularly ones using O365, because there's that API integration that's really easy to set up, you're able to offer them some free trials and maybe show them some stuff that's slipping through their fancy E5 protected mailboxes. Is that right?
Yeah, we call this the threat assessment program, where customers, prospects can, in a matter of 10 minutes integration, because it's literally just connected to the Microsoft built-in API, we will be providing an assessment to what is currently slipping through. And it's always super exciting to see, because this is where you see your product deliver results in.
Well, I mean, clearly stuff is getting through if this is your sales pitch, right? Which is, please, oh, please let us hook into your environment and show you the book of horrors.
Well, you'll be surprised. I mean, really, the amount of threats slipping through is always something to look forward to on one hand. On the other hand, I'm not really, I don't want to be happy for every organization facing these threats. I mean, it got to be awful. To know that you have those phishing emails just reaching your endpoints, and we really hope to help organizations solve this problem once and for all. And I look forward now with the current plans in September to see how this will be accepted by the new markets we're now addressing.
All right. Well, Ariel Cohen, thank you so much for joining us to talk through all of that. I really do find it very interesting what you guys are doing because, as I say, VMware is a company that started with, just a single very well-developed tool and now trying to turn that into an applied security, enterprise security company. That's a hell of a challenge, and I wish you all the best with it. Cheers.
Cheers, Patrick. Many thanks.
That was Uriel Cohen of VMRay there, talking about the company's email security product, Email Threat Defender. Big thanks to him for that. And that is it for this edition. You can check out VMRay at vmray.com. That's VMRAY.com. I'll be back in a couple of days with another weekly episode. But until then, I've been Patrick Gray. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.